one duvet?
If you were going up to the second floor from the first floor of the house, what would you go up?
Stairs or elevator, one.
Yeah.
Well, you asked me, have I that? No, I don't have either one then, but the way did you get up to the second floor? You go up on the elevator or stairs.
Okay. And you sweep with a, what you sweep around here with?
Well, sometimes I sweep the broom and sometimes the dust mop.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Now, it used to be on Monday, say, your wife would do the, what was it she'd do? She'd take the clothes, say, one day of the week maybe, and what would she do? She'd do the, you call it?
I don't know. That's what they were.
When she'd get the clothes, the dirty clothes.
Oh, the wash?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did she do it here?
Where?
Well, how would y'all do the wash?
Oh, not long ago. It was done by hand, washboard.
Uh-huh.
See, before washing machine come by. Yeah, I'm always in washing machine. None of my day.
Did you have to kind of knock them out?
Well, some people done that, but we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
We put them in a bar place and put them in a tub and put them on the washboard.
Mm-hmm.
Washing. And then after this wrench water, you'd have the wrench water, wrench the cold.
Mm-hmm.
That'd wring them out dry and put them on the line.
Yeah.
And the hard work. Mm-hmm. All that was hard. Poor woman had maybe 5 or 6 kids to look at. Got to get them off school. Got to get her husband dinner ready. But you put better clothes to wash. She had a hard time, I'm saying. Y'all appreciate that. Now I got to wash the machine, go look at the TV. So that.
Yeah.
People had a hard time back then. Hard time.
Now the boards on the outside of the house, what would you call them?
They could be drop siding or
drop siding.
Drop siding, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Dress board. You see, let's take that one side and do the other. To lap over each other.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have, that's called weatherboarding on my house.
Yeah.
See, they lap over too. But your other is run to the planer. Now this is rough. That was rough. Cut off the tree, 1/2 inch tree.
Yeah.
And put up like that. But,
you can get it plain.
Now you get a plane, that's weatherboarding too.
Yeah.
But it's just flat all the way. But drop siding has a little, one end thicker than the other on one side. One thicker, and then the branches.
Yeah.
As you last them over.
The thicker side goes out, right?
Yeah.
The thinner side is underneath the other.
That's right.
What do you call the part that covers the top of the house?
You have a furniture coming in. Sheeting is one. And if you use the tin goes on top of your sheet.
Yeah.
You're sheeting your board laid across.
Uh-huh.
Your roof. And then lay around and your tin goes in for him. Across the top of your house.
Yeah.
Now that can be any material that you throw to that. That could be tin or it could be paper or whatever you might want to call it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the little place where it comes together, what do you call that?
That's the comb you have. What do you have? Ridge roll. That's called ridge roll.
Yeah.
Yep. Cover your tin. Keep the water out from where your tin comes together. Then your ridge roll goes over that. That's inches off your roof. Mm-hmm. That's called a ridge roof.
Now, the piece, the little things on the edge of the roof, what do you call them?
Like a gutter?
Yes.
Oh, that catches water.
Okay.
Runs off your house, and then you have a down spot where it runs in the gutter and it comes out, ends out on the ground.
Okay. Let's see. Now, did you ever have a little house that you, a little building you used for storing wood? You call that the, or storing anything?
Woodshed, it could be woodshed, like you said, my wall shed.
Yeah.